The band Killer Bob incorporated composting into their last tour because they felt so bad about the waste they were creating. That compost eventually became a prop for the musicians, but they're keeping their prop for tonight's performance at Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville a surprise. During a recent interview with Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson, Killer Bob band members told Katie they want people to know that for them, a performance is much more than just the sonic experience.
Experimental music from Brooklyn comes to Fayetteville tonight. That's in the band Killer Bob, and yes, it is a reference to the cult crime noir series Twin Peaks from David Lynch.
Or what we do has almost nothing to do with Twin Peaks outside of the name. It just serves as a name, just like Super Bank or the Postal Service. And I guess, like, people that are into Twin Peaks might also be into our music.
The members of Killer Bob are Max Jaffe drums, Rob Lundberg bass, Dave Scanlon guitar, and Steven Lugner multi-reedist. Now, I spoke with only three members, Jaffe, Lundberg, and Scanlon. They're the ones on tour this time. They said that Lugner's presence is only digital. The group met while studying at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music in Manhattan. The band's press release describes Killer Bob's music as a singular distillation of various strands of experimental music, namely punk, jazz, industrial, and contemporary classical. So how, with so many disparate influences, does a band create a singular sound?
We know when it feels good.
And I also think, for example, the three of us play in a different band called Leverage Models, where we're essentially like the core, like rhythm section-ish, a larger band that's playing very different music, and like we all have played like jazz standards together and all kinds of stuff. So I think there's a certain familiarity there that you know, anything that goes through this vessel comes out like with that kind of sound that you're talking about. It's like of how it happens. If it comes through us, then it is us, even if it's from many disparate parts of music.
Killer Bob's ethos is completely DIY. Their debut release, Fear May Be a Builder, came out on label Primary Records last year, and they're doing their tour completely on their own. This is their fifth tour as Killer Bob, and in the span of less than a month, they're playing shows nearly every night in cities and college towns across the eastern portion of the country. The band says that booking tours this way ends up being more about the people than anything else.
It is all based on knowing people in different places that are also interested in sort of this more creative music world, experimental music, whatever you call it.
It's like more than even just like following a route of cities. It's like following a route of people that you know are supportive of what's going on, and also are kind of taking charge organizationally for a given town. So there's like, you know, the more we do this, the easier it gets, because we know the person in this one given town that's like putting on shows for experimental music, or, each tour gets easier to book, which is promising.
Likely, you've never heard of Killer Bob, and the label experimental sometimes scares folks away. So why come out to Smoke and Barrel on a Wednesday night to experience music you've never heard of?
If you take a chance, you will, whether you like it or dislike it, will remember it for a while.
We play in a lot of different settings and find that people make connections for our music from a lot of different reference points. So I think even though it is likely music that people are unaccustomed to, I think it offers a lot of ways into understanding it from different reference points that people have. So anyone can enjoy.
And also, we just look really sharp.
That's true. We have coordinated costumes for this tour.
The costumes they speak of on this tour are bright primary color coordinated outfits they picked out at a thrift store that sold clothes by the color. For Killer Bob, it's about more than just the sonic creation of music. They've got props, too, which they've said will remain a surprise.
I feel like we're really, really thoughtful about all of the music that we're making, So at some point, we wanted to be equally thoughtful about all the rest of the aspects of our performance. For example, if anything's going to be said, it needs to be equally thought out as the music would be. We don't want to be only focused on the sonic element when there's so much more going on when you go and see a band play.
I think one of the things that I know I personally got out of being in music school, for example, I mean, you're just surrounded by music all the time, but you're surrounded by performances. You're spending a lot of time just watching ensembles play. So I personally became very hyper-aware of the fact that, you know, I was doing this and I was noticing it with audiences. You listen with your eyes.
You may listen with your eyes to the experimental sounds of Killer Bob tonight at Smoke and Barrel Tavern on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. They're playing along with local bands Egyptor and the Chads. To hear more from the band or to download their music, visit their Bandcamp, www.killerbob.bandcamp.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen. Killer Bob will stop by KUAF for an in-studio performance while they're in town, and you will be able to hear that during an upcoming episode of Ozarks at Large. If you want to hear more from the band now, you can head over to our website, ozarksatlarge.com, for an audio extra.